Welcome to Words for the Wise with your host, Deshaun Williams.
Edition of Words for the Wise. As always, I am your host, Deshaun Williams. And this week, I have a special guest with me today. You all know her as she co-hosted with me in Season 3 on two different occasions. So let me go ahead and introduce Miss Shy Barton. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful out here. As good as I can during the quarantine.
Hey, it's been a wild 2020 for the most part, hasn't it?
Oh, a long 2020. And it's not even halfway through April yet.
Hey, I'll never forget. We was all on social media making jokes about having 2020 vision, but yet none of us still could see that this was going to happen. 2020 came in like a bull. Like when it came in, the second day of January, World War III was already trending. It's like, we're going to war. Y'all going to war. I ain't going nowhere. Yeah, I'm going to jail because I'm not stepping.
I think if they told me to step, I'd step. Just because I do get bored.
Hey, if I step, the war be over in 3 days because anything that comes running at me is getting shot.
You out here playing zombies.
We going to Call of Duty. Anything that come running at me, hey, he caught me by surprise. Friendly fire. I'm sorry, he dead. Whatever. And then after all of that, it was like, so World War III stopped trending after maybe 2 weeks into January. But yet, January seemed like it was around for 3.5 years in its own right. February flew by. February was not the best month for me. But it was also a good month for me because, you know, I invested in myself. I was able to start up my own business. Got Words for the Wise kind of in on that business. Was able to go down to Charleston for the first time ever. Came back from the business conference. And got terminated on my birthday. The day that they approved for me to have off. So I'm like Craig from Friday. I got fired on my day off. But they didn't say they had me on tape stealing boxes. They said they had pictures of my signature on some boxes that was miscounted and mislabeled. But, you know, I'm back in security for the time being. It's a 45-minute drive one way, but we both know that when you got to have some kind of income coming in, you got to take what you can get, right?
Correct.
So, how has it been trying to get used to this new normal?
Well, as you guys know, the end of my 2019 was not good. 2019 for me in general was not good. I lost my mom figure, so coming into 2020, I had my eyes set on the prize. I was going to be selfish. I was going to take time for myself, getting myself back together. As far as it goes, during the quarantine and everything, it's been a really hard month. My aunt passed away on the 3rd of April last year. My little cousin's birthday is on the 8th of April, and mine's on the 18th. So this month right here in general is the hardest month for me in general. So talking about this subject, like I said, if I do pause, guys, just give me just a few minutes. I'm just trying to recollect myself because this month's been awful. But as far as 2020, I've actually been doing what I planned. I actually found myself. I met somebody who makes me totally at peace with myself. Like, she doesn't hesitate to call me out when I'm wrong and make sure that I'm not having any stress. Shout out to my guy best friend, DeMarco, because he's always there when I need him, even though he's stressful and a headache most days.
Yeah, because she thinks she's a Facebook comedian.
I am a Facebook comedian. If anybody wants to go see, add me. But as far as DeMarco goes, he may be stressful and he may be a headache on a day-to-day basis because he is my guy best friend, but he is the most wonderful person I have ever met, and he is a great speaker to the people. So that's why I thoroughly enjoy doing podcasts with him, because he doesn't know this, and I'm gonna say this on his podcast now. He might get a big head, so I'm gonna have to bring him down after this, but I have listened to nearly every podcast this man has made, and he has touched my heart so much that he's the reason why in 2020 I vowed to do what I do, because he's just absolutely wonderful. So shout out to all his viewers, everyone of y'all who listens in, everybody whose hearts and lives that he touched like he does mine, because there's some days that me and DeMarco, we bump heads so bad that I think I'm gonna lose my guy best friend, but he puts me in my place pretty fast.
Yeah, unless I go missing for about 2-3 weeks, then I see a Facebook post about it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I don't hesitate. Yeah, new guy best friend me, please.
Do it, and I come put you in a box like Joe did. But we're just trying to lighten the mood before we get into this topic. Oh, that's it. Anyway, no, I'm not going to get a big head, because what I always told others was, while I do have a podcast, I did publish my third book. I get to work from home along with working a full-time job that I hope to retire from by the time I'm 35. I'm no better than anybody else. I'm human. I make mistakes. I've done things I'm not proud of. It's like the only thing that separates me from most people our age, or my age rather, is I'm determined to go somewhere. A lot of people have goals, but when they realize that it's a lot of risk in those goals, they don't want to pursue them. When it comes to me, Shaw already knows I'm a daredevil. We on the highway. I'm 55 miles per hour. I'm running about 70 already. If any police is listening to this, I'm sorry. Y'all should know me on a first name basis anyway.
Let me describe DeMarco in a shorter version. He's very determined. He's very well-spoken, but he's also very outspoken, and he lives life in the fast lane. Honestly, if I was him at that age, when I was that age, I would love to have met DeMarco now, because he would have made my life so much easier. Like, he is very goal-oriented, outspoken. He's very soft-spoken at the same time as he's being outspoken. It drives me insane. He is literally the yin to my yang.
It's funny how we met, because, like, it was, like, your first day at work, and we had no supervisor. But, you know, we're not going to talk about the supervisor that we did have afterwards. Whew. Y'all just know, we're just going to tell you like this. It was a rough 3.5 weeks before I took over.
And then he became my boss. And then he became my headache. And I lost my friend there for a while because he became my biggest problem.
I didn't become your problem until after you came back and worked for another security company and we had a mishap in the schedule. But
oh yeah,
we stopped talking for the longest then. But I'll never forget you driving to Star, South Carolina for $8.95 an hour.
Let's not talk about that. Can we get on with the podcast now?
Yes. So, like I said before, this week's episode is about going through life without a loved one. I know that this is going to be a very difficult topic for you to speak on, and I understand that, as it is also a very difficult one for me because I lost my grandpa when I was in seventh grade after talking to him earlier that morning. And what most people don't realize is, so I rode the bus going to school. My grandpa already suffered from a heat stroke that prior summer. The doctor said they didn't know how he survived from that heat stroke, but he did. I say through the grace of God. After that, his health never got back right. As he was, he did have COPD. He was disabled. He had a neck operation. Because if he didn't, he wouldn't have been able to hold up his neck on his own power. He would stop breathing when he was asleep. But that morning, I remember him telling me, get my cell phone. I'm going to call Robin. Because he always called himself Fat Man. And he said, and then when you get out of school, me, you, and Robin, we're going to go fight crime. We're going to go catch the Joker. And I said, all right. I said, that's the deal. I said, but you know, I get my craziness from you. He said, I'm not crazy. I just like to have fun in life. I didn't know that 3 hours later, he was going to pass away. So I got on the bus around 7:30. He passed away about 10:45 that morning. A year later, I lost my great-grandma. On the first day of summer after my eighth grade year. The following year, I lost my great uncle. So it was like people in my family was just going away. The following year, I lose another great uncle. They didn't know how long he had been dead. All they know is they found him in his home, his apartment room, unconscious, and they said that he probably had been deceased for about 3 days. We did not have, when it came to his funeral, he was the only one out of those three that was cremated because of how long it had been since he had passed away. As we know about South Carolina weather, it could be December and still be hot. But it was hot in his apartment. So we could not go in. All they allowed my grandma's sister to go in to identify the body. But they could not find his wallet at the time or nothing. So we thought that he might have got robbed and somebody killed him. But we still don't know. That's a case that the police decided to close because there was not enough evidence to pursue anything. But, you know, I just thought that this would be a good topic to hit on because there's somebody in the world that's struggling with the loss of a loved one. So my first question to you is, how do you cope with the first few months of a death?
As far as last year, my mom figure, which was my aunt in my life, she passed away. Up until then, I could deal with death better than I could deal with loss. When my aunt passed away, I always tried to be the strongest one for my cousins, my family, everybody. But I had to take a step back. I'm not gonna lie, it was so hard that I ended up drinking so bad that I ended up crashing my own car. And I've never been that person to put my life or anybody else's life at risk like that. And I did it. And it took a big reality check for me to get myself together enough. This month is the hardest month, but the last thing I have done is picked up about a bottle of alcohol. I have done everything else imaginable during this quarantine, but I have not drank a single drop because I know how it impacted my life last year. And with my birthday being tomorrow, my aunt was the only one who made my birthday amazing every year for me. I could always plan on having a meal, a home-cooked meal, and she would make me a cake from scratch. And I don't have that. I didn't have that last year. I don't have that this year. The only thing that my only birthday wish was for my little cousin to have a better birthday because she lost her mom before her 17th birthday, and now she's 18. And that was my only birthday wish. So I've been trying to keep myself surrounded by positive people. Like I said before, I've met somebody who makes me at peace in life. And I come up here to stay with her while my birthday's going on. She's trying so hard to get me in a birthday pattern. And it's just not for me. It's hard. Because every day, all I think about is, what would my aunt do if she was here? I called her my nunnum. That's her nickname for me when I was little. What would my nunnum do if she stayed for me right now? I imagine, because today I would have a home-cooked meal, and tomorrow morning I'd be waking up to my birthday cake. I miss her so much. It's hard. I'm not going to tell anybody who's going through it right now that it's going to get easier, because it does not get easier. It does not get better. You just learn to adapt and cope with it.
I have to agree. It's like, you know, and I said I lost my grandpa at such an early age. You don't tend to think a seventh grader would think, how's the bills going to get paid? How is this going to get paid? Because I saw what my grandma, like, my grandma's been disabled for almost 20-something years. So it's like, there's nobody in the house that's working. So what's going to happen? Who's going to bring the family together? My grandma, she does a good job now. But my grandma is also, she's one of the realest people you'll ever meet. She's not judgmental, but she will tell you like it is. It's kind of where I get it from. But when it comes to holidays, it's like, it's not the same. And I guess that is because with my grandpa, it's like, he was the big eater of the family. He was the jokester of the family. So it's like, how can we do something to make it fun when we don't have that person that always was here to give us a smile and a laugh on our face? But I think the way I cope with it every year now is like, because his birthday was January the 5th. Every year around January the 5th, it's like, you know, it's kind of like, most people say it's weird, But his favorite movie was The Temptations, and it was The Five Heartbeats. So what do? I go on either Netflix or Hulu, and I go try to find these movies, and I play it on my TV, and I will watch it just because I know that that was his favorite movie. It's like, here's your birthday gift. This is your favorite movie. I enjoyed it too, so I'm going to watch it in memory of you. So my next question to you is, do you think that that the way that some of us handle coping with the death, do you think some of our mentalities are toxic for our body and our mental health?
Definitely. Like I said, I turned to drinking really, really bad, to the point where I put not only my own life, but other people's lives at risk. That was the worst decision that I could have ever made, because morally as a person, if you know me, and DeMarco can speak on this, I might have the smartest mouth, but I have the biggest heart. And I would never do anything to hurt somebody else. And even knowing that I did that, I still think about all those hours of time that I lost not knowing where I was. I think about that till this day. I think about, you know, like, if I could have actually hurt somebody. Like, I did not mean to crash my car. I was just zoning out so bad. I mean, I wish I could take it back. I wish I could do it over. But if I did, I wouldn't have the same mentality that I do to this day. So, I'm not knocking anybody for their coping methods. But all I'm going to ask is, as a person who's been there and done that, you live and you learn. But you can also live and learn from other people. So, if you're listening to this podcast and it's hitting one of those topics, I'm going to ask you to change your actions before you hurt yourself or anybody else around you.
And you were saying about when you wrecked your car, you did over $8,000. Was it $8,000 worth of damage to it?
Oh, yeah. I completely totaled this whole car, pretty much.
And insurance was like, you know what? We going to fix it.
Yeah. Even though
the collision place put a bad transmission in it.
They did do that. We're not going to talk about that. But
they're supposed to be fixing my bumper.
Yeah, I completely basically almost pushed my whole motor through the front dash of my car. Don't know what happened. Like I said, I've been spacing out. I had been drinking a lot. And I'm not even going to say I am still myself, because I'm not. Like I said, it doesn't get easier and it doesn't get better. But I'm definitely not doing those toxic things, because that's not how you live life. You surround yourself by positive people. And for anybody out there who says there's not somebody who understands or somebody who could feel what you do, there's a difference between sympathy and empathy. I am sympathetic to each and every one of y'all's situation, even though it might be the same. But I'm empathetic because we all know how it feels to deal with the loss of somebody that we truly love, especially nowadays in this life. And I'm empathetic to y'all's situation because it hit me hard. It hit me as hard as it would anybody else. I just chose the wrong path to deal with it.
I would just like to thank each and every one of you who makes Words for the Wise such a great platform that everyone can come to and just be able to learn about different ways that they can invest in themselves, and also take every problem that they have ever dealt with and turn it into some kind of motivation. My name is Deshaun Williams, if you don't already know, and I am the host for Words for the Wise. I just wanted to come out and just speak to you because of 2020 has been rough on a lot of us this year, with the coronavirus being a major factor of 2020 and a lot of people being out of work. I believe that the one thing that we should have all realized is that there is always going to be something that life is going to throw at us. It's always going to be some kind of curveball. And I believe that everybody should try to invest in themselves so that they can get more than one stream of income. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. I just wanted to say thank you so much for continuing to support my podcast. And if you would love to find out more about stuff that I do, you can find me on Instagram at official.deshaun. Official.deshaun. That is on Instagram. So, and you can find me on Facebook at Deshaun Williams. So, we're going to go back into the second half of this podcast, and I hope you enjoy it. So, my next question to you, which you've already answered, would you say, because, well, you already said that it doesn't get easier with each passing year. So, would you say it gets harder, or how would you explain it?
When I say it doesn't get easier and it doesn't get better, do not think by any means I'm going to say you're going to go through life feeling the same way all the time, because you're not. I say it doesn't get easier and it doesn't get better because they're still not here. They're not going to be here. But you learn how to cope. My thing is, like, Tomorrow is my birthday. Today, always today, I have a home-cooked meal sitting on the table in front of me. Last year, I didn't know how to perceive that. This year, now that I know that I don't have that, I know how to adapt to knowing that I'm not going to have that. Unless somebody comes along and they want to cook me a home-cooked meal. Just know you ain't never going to cook it as good as my num-num did. But I know that I'm not going to have that. And yes, I do joke, because I've learned that my sense of humor, and I'm the biggest smartass you'll ever meet, but my morbid sense of humor is what I've been using to cope. I do it as trying to make light of deep situations. I'm a deep thinker. I'm a deep talker. But I use my morbid sense of humor to bounce back from that. Because if I spent all my time in my deep thoughts, I can promise y'all I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be sitting here. If I wouldn't have met DeMarco, I would not be here. Last year, the reason we got into it was because our schedules did not correlate to what I had going on, but I didn't want to tell anybody that I had found out my aunt had cancer. On top of that, I found out my aunt had cancer. My relationship was ending. My aunt was dying in front of my eyes. I had a genetics test done, and I found out I have the same gene problem she does, that I have to go through life knowing. So when me and DeMarco bumped heads, it's because he didn't know all this. But even not speaking, we finally spoke, and I wasn't on the right path at the time. He knew it. I knew it. So we both kind of kept it separate until we finally sat down after I realized I had my big reality check we finally sat down, talked about it, and I can honestly say if it was not for DeMarco, there are times that I really would not be here. He's kept me strong. He's kept my smart ass sense of humor going. He's kept the smile on my face on days that I wanted to cry. There are people out there who will be there for you. You have to give them the chance. And that was my problem. I was not giving him the time of day to be there for me. When I did need it, I just didn't want to tell anybody I needed it. I've always been that person. I'm so independent. I thought I was strong enough to handle anything life threw at me, no matter what it was. Death, whatever it was. If you have that mindset, I'm sorry. You're wrong. You're not that strong. And if you need it, you need it. Don't think that you don't, because you do. I promise you that.
And I think I walked in because you was working and I was scheduled to come in to work after you. And you walked right by me, so gave it a few more days, and I think it was a Friday morning when I finally texted you and everything. Just out of the blue, telling you that I didn't know what was going on, but that I'm always going to be there for you. Like, a smile can hide so many different things. But you can only fake a smile for so long.
You can. You can be that person strong enough to be there for everybody and forget yourself in the process, because that's what I did. I was trying to push my pain down so far and forget it and be there strong enough to be there, because I felt like that was my purpose. I felt like my purpose was being strong enough for everybody else around me. But in the meantime, I forgot who I was, so I lost myself. And I'm telling you, when you get to that point of losing yourself, it's harder. I still ain't myself. And DeMarco can vouch for that as well. I'm not the same person I was the year before last. I'm not. And I'm nowhere close to accomplishing my goal of getting back to that person. But I will get there. Just don't ever push yourself down. I say be selfish, but by what I mean by being selfish is start thinking of yourself a little more than other people. Right now, I can't deal with anybody else's pain. Right now, if you come to me with a problem and you say, I need to talk about this, I know it comes off so rude, but I have to say, if it's one of those days that I'm having, I have to say, I'm sorry, I can't deal with this right now. And it's not that I'm trying to be rude. It's not any of that. It's just I have too much going on myself that I can't. Because if I give you the attention that I need for myself, I'm going to lose myself a little bit more. So if somebody's being rude to you, don't take it as in they're rude to you because they're not trying to deal with you or trying to talk to you. Reach out to more and more people, until you find the one. Even if you talk to 10 different people about 10 different things going on in your life, do that.
And Shy knows, if she can't talk to somebody, if somebody comes to try to talk to her, she knows who to send them to. Because with me, she knows it doesn't matter what I go through. I'm going to put my problems aside to speak to somebody else, no matter what. And like she said, you end up losing yourself after a while. And that's the reason why I do season breaks in between, because when you have 50 people coming to you each day, whether through Facebook message, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, or just regular text, and they want advice on how they should be able to do something or what they're going through in life because they don't have that person there anymore, what should they do? When you're constantly doing it every day, don't get me wrong, I don't mind it, but at the same time, it's like, you forget who you are. You forget that you have to focus on yourself, because I'm going to be honest with you. Some people, when they see that you are willing to put your problems aside to focus on theirs, they'll manipulate them and they'll keep coming back. So when you tell them, hey, I would love to help you, but I just can't do it today. Says, could you possibly talk to somebody else? It's not you being mean. It's not you being rude. It's just you realizing that, hey, I got some stuff on my mind. I'm thinking about this person that I don't have here with me anymore. I'm not going to be any use for you at this moment. Because if you're going through something and this person's going through something, the advice that you're going to give them is, one, it's probably not going to make sense. Two, it's going to be so confusing. Or three, it's going to be very irrelevant. Or it could be all three. So yeah, sometimes you just have to take that time for yourself. So my next question is, do you believe that even though they are gone, that person is gone, do you believe that they are still watching over you?
As the person who also believes in extraterrestrial life, and I believe in astrology, I believe in ghosts, I believe in spirits, I believe in supernatural things that happen in life. I'm going to break it down like this for the people who aren't like that and for the people who are like that. If you are that open-minded and you don't see the glass as half full nor half empty, yes, they are very much watching over you in everything that you do. Every day, there will be little signs. I've been seeing a lot more butterflies here lately. Things like that, like for people who say that cardinals are their thing. Just things like that. And I believe in that because, okay, I worked at Burger King when my aunt was going through all this. I walked into work one day and her thing was monkeys. And butterflies have always been our family thing. And when I walked in, the screensaver on the computer was a monkey. And every time I would sit there and get my aunt on my mind, the computer screen would go off and the monkey would appear. And I would be like, okay, I see you. See you, auntie. Do you not want me to be sad? But girl, I'm sad. I can't help it. And then for the people who don't believe in things like that, they are still here with you. And let me say it like this. Everything that they did in life was teaching you to be partially the person that you are today. For my aunt, I'm not going to say I had a horrible home life. But I didn't have my mom and my dad when I was growing up. Even though they're semi a part of my life now, I didn't have them when I needed them. My mom, who taught me everything, was my aunt. My aunt taught me what love was. I have a borderline personality disorder and historian personality disorder. And she took the time out of each day to give me the love that I needed, that I didn't know that I needed love when she was gone. She filled my heart so much that I didn't know that I needed to love anybody else because she filled that void. When she was gone, I felt that hole inside of me. The hole that she filled was now empty. She taught me how to love people the correct way. She was trying to teach me that throughout life. And because I always had a problem on how to love people correctly. Because I didn't have my mom. I didn't have my dad. I didn't have that growing up. So I didn't know how to correctly love anybody. I didn't even know how to correctly love myself. And she was building and building and building to make me into this person that she wanted me to be throughout life. That way when she was gone, I would be that great person, that wonderful person. She didn't expect to die at the age of 40-something with cancer. Nobody expects that. She didn't expect that when she finally went to the doctor, it was already stage 4 and it was terminal. She didn't expect that. So I felt like we were her little chickens in her nest that she was feeding with all this love, all this information, all this teaching you how to be the person that you are today. But the nest blew away before she could finish. So she didn't know where her little chickens went, or she went and something happened and she never came back. Like, but I believe thoroughly that no matter what, that person is in you. That person is always there for you. That person is always your heart walking around. Like, they're there with you every day, because part of them is the reason why you're so upset, because they changed your life in such a way that you don't know how to cope now. But it's okay to be sad about it. It's okay to get depressed about it. It's okay to not want to feel anything, because the feelings are so real. And as I say this, tears are running down my eyes right now. Do not get me wrong. By the way, I'm going at it so deeply. It still hurts. But they have touched your heart and changed something in you that you still need to be that. You still need to carry that on, because that's your way of having them with you. So if you don't believe in supernatural activities or anything, believe in that. Because that's what love is. That's what's loving you enough that it's hurting you this bad.
So I want to backtrack on something. Do you think that, so when we lose that loved one, do you think that sometimes, because of human nature, we want to find somebody that will fill that void?
We definitely, as human beings and as human natures, we definitely go in this world trying to find the void. Earlier when I said I found somebody who makes me such at peace with myself, do not get me wrong. Every word that she speaks reminds me of something that my aunt would say. And then I sit back and I think, am I just trying to replace you because you're not here? And then it makes me feel guilty. And then it makes me upset. But then I have to remember, we're all humans. We're all different. We're not trying to fill that void. It's just the love that we always wish we had. Like, we will go through life trying to fill that void no matter what. Whether it be drugs, alcohol, another person, anything. Because we're humans and because we love and feel so deeply, it's how we're set up. It's not your fault. It's not anybody else's fault. It's just human nature. So if anybody has a problem with the way you cope, we all cope in pain with pain differently. We all do.
We all cope with pain differently, but I will say the one thing to not do is to get on, like, heavy drugs. And that's because at the end of the day, those drugs can take another loved person. And we all have to remember, those drugs don't love us. Our family, our friends, those are the people who's going to love us. Because if we've already dealt with one death, and now you're out on heavy drugs, now, and it's getting so bad, now we don't know how much longer we're going to have that individual with us before we have to start preparing for another funeral. Don't get me wrong. Like you said, everybody has their different ways of coping. But doing heavy drugs, I would not say it's one to do. And to anybody that is going through something like that, Shaw will be the first one to tell you, I'm a Christian. I'm not a perfect Christian, so I don't shove religion down your throat, but I am praying that you find your way back home so that you can find another way to cope with everything.
And being the deep thinker that I am, DeMarco is correct. Let me hit you with some hard truth. And I want you to think about this. If you are one of those people, I had a friend that did that. Turned to heavy drugs. So did her boyfriend. Her boyfriend died right beside her. She almost died herself. And his mom also died. Almost died. But that day, in my mind, his mom did die. Because she lost her son. Because if it wasn't for her addiction, he wouldn't have had an addiction because she introduced him to it. So inside, it killed her. Inside, no matter what you're doing, you're killing the person that loves you the most and the person that you love the most. So being a deep thinker, by any means, I'm not saying if drugs is the way you cope, that's how you do it. It's not what I'm saying. I'm not promoting that by any means. I'm saying you are literally killing somebody who loves you by watching you kill yourself every day.
And so the last question that I want to ask you is, do you have any wisdom or motivational words that you would like to say to the listeners?
Any wisdom or motivational words? The only thing that comes to mind, and I read this quote not too long ago, and if you have me on your Facebook or anything like that, it's my bio on my Facebook. You were born with a fire in you, but it's everybody else who's determined to stomp it out. And when I read that, I was like, yeah, I know some people like that who really want to put my fire out. Because, you know, there's some haters in life. But then I got to thinking about it, and I'm like, that goes deeper than just people. We were born to live, work, and then what happens after life? We die. Life is determined to stomp our own fire out. But we have to run through it like we still got it in us. So whatever it is to get that spark back up, you got to do it.
I totally agree. So that's going to bring us to this week's episode, to the end of this week's episode of Words for the Wise. I want to thank you once again for being on this episode. I'm actually going to have you on in a few for another episode, I believe. Two more episodes of ghosting in a relationship, and also why is our support system so low. So I look forward to having you back on for those other two episodes. Is there anybody that you would want to dedicate this episode to?
This episode right here. Me being selfish, I would dedicate it to both of my little cousins because they're going through much deeper feelings. But honestly, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to dedicate this to everybody out there right now who's dealing with the loss of a loved one, who's dealing with the loss of a loved one from the pandemic going on, even if they're overseas and you've lost them years ago, anybody who's lost anybody who they love, just know, like I said, coping every day, that's how we get through life. But just know, if you need anything, anybody to talk to, like I said, don't take it the wrong way. DeMarco is an amazing guy. He'll be there to talk to you. I'm halfway a semi-decent person, but I open my ears to everybody. So if you need anything, like I said, you can contact either one of us. You could contact anybody in your support group, anybody who's on your side, even the most annoying person who you cannot stand, who you're like, I wish they would leave me alone. Like, I promise you, that person is willing to open their ears for you. So, yeah, I dedicate this to all of y'all because it's hard.
Oh, yeah. Me, I'm going to be a little selfish with it. I'm gonna dedicate this to my grandma, and because she knows that I do this. She knows that I struggle at times, but I also want to dedicate this to a mother of one of my friends who passed away back in 2017, who I had not talked to in over a year, who died from an overdose. But he always told me, if you don't believe in yourself, nobody else is going to believe in you. So why stop your gut? Why not try to go after your goals even when other people tell you that it's not realistic? It's like, because if you listen to them, you'll never get anywhere in life. So, and I actually have that tattoo of the hashtag that we made for him tattooed on my chest. And it's just a reminder every day. It's like, times get rough, but I gotta keep pushing harder. It's like, because everybody that I've lost in there watching me. And like you were saying earlier, about signs and stuff, I remember the morning of my car accident. I remember, like, I was asleep, and I heard somebody call my name. And later on, about 2 days after the wreck, my grandma told me that she heard somebody call her name, and that she woke up, like, she woke up before I left, and she was up after, like, around the time of my accident, she was up. So I said maybe it was my grandpa telling her that she needed to be up just in case something happened or whatnot. And I said the way that the car looked, I should not have survived that wreck. But I definitely had somebody watching over me. Because when state trooper looked at the car, they said, how was you able to open up the car door? How did you survive this car when it rolled 4 to 5 times? My battery and my motor and transmission was on the ground. And I was going to work. And each day it's like, you know, most of us, we get one chance at life. I had somebody watching over me to make sure that I got another chance at life. So that's how I feel about everything. So like I said, this is gonna bring us to the end of this week's episode of Words for the Wise. I hope to see y'all listening in and tune in about 2 weeks for the next episode, where I'll be talking about parenting, and y'all got to forgive my southern part of me, parenting, and I'm gonna have a special guest since I'm not a parent, but I'm trying to bring on at least one or more guests to talk about that topic. So that being said, this is not goodbye, but this is until next time. And once again, Sha, I want to thank you for being on this episode.
The pleasure is all mine.
And by the way, when we get off the phone, call me so we can get you signed up. Ladies and gentlemen, that will bring us to the end of this week's episode of Words for the Wise. And once again, as always, I am your host, Deshaun Williams. And I just want to thank you for tuning in into this week's episode. If you have not already, you can subscribe to this podcast. And also, to help out this podcast so that it can continue running, if you would not mind, if anything whatsoever, you can donate to help this podcast keep going, as there is always merchandise and equipment that need to be bought to keep everything in order. So, once again, my name is Deshaun Williams, and I am your host for Words for the Wise, and this is not goodbye, but this is until next time.